Well, one of my favorite ones, of course, is the tale from the Mississauga Indians about the two brothers. And the one brother was the hunter, the big macho man who went out and hunted, and the other one was this more feminine type boy who dreamed, just sat around and dreamed and told stories, and he became, the younger brother became obsessed with finding his song that he would sing. And he went out and, of course, had all these misadventures and got into a lot of trouble because he would hear a song that some other thing in nature was singing. He tried to be that song, and he'd always get in trouble, and his big brother had to bail him out, come and rescue him. Mm-hmm. And so finally the two brothers sat together and decided how he should sing his own song. The brother carved him a flute and told him to go back to his tribe and be what he wanted, be what he could be. Mm-hmm. And the tale also ends with the moral staying that the strong hunters and these people have a responsibility to protect and nurture the dreamers. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's the kind of story that, it's like, even though they don't ever like mention gay or it's like and stuff like that, the feeling is there, the spirit is there.